podcast at 20 minutes or less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Monday, October 2nd, 2017. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
Today was an interesting day. These are really tough days when you work on the radio because of what happened over the weekend. We had two terror attacks. Mm-hmm. Well, one terror attack for sure in Edmonton. I haven't heard yet if the Vegas shooter was politically or religiously motivated or not. Horrific regardless, but if it comes out that he did have some kind of ideological motivation, I think it's important that we do refer to that as a terrorist attack as well.
Absolutely. So yes, we woke up this morning and that's what first thing on Twitter was, of course, and all of our news was that this huge attack happened in Vegas. So
the worst mass shooting in U.S. history.
Yes. Yes.
So how do you, I know, like, people expect you to address it, obviously.
Yeah, and we make a point of not trying to dwell on this type of thing. I know some radio programs can shut down their entire programming, basically talk about this for the rest of the day. And it's like, well, that's not necessarily our job. We're not a news outlet. And sometimes people need a break from all the negativity going on in the world. So we try and
be that break.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's certainly a tough day for us. Mm-hmm. But we still had some fun on this show, I would say.
We did.
This is X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna. We are tired of these reality TV shows about rich people and their manufactured drama.
Yeah, it's fake. It's not even real. It's just overly dramatic. They're always way too wealthy.
Shows like The Real Housewives. Why don't they set those someplace real?
Yes.
In some Alberta town.
Yeah.
Like Airdrie.
Mm-hmm.
Previously on The Real Housewives of Airdrie.
Jessica's husband got stuck out in camp for another week, but she probably doesn't mind. Everybody knows she's cheating on him.
The Johnsons are having another garage sale. They just keep wasting their money away on toys, and they have to get rid of them, and they buy more.
Catherine moved to the city, and she hasn't come back to visit not once. She always did think she was too good for this place.
Julie was at the salon saying that Steve and her bought a boat. Don't know where they think they're going to use it. We're not Chestermere.
Debbie thinks her house has the nicest lawn on the block. I'd never tell her this, but it's not even top five.
I saw Karen out at BP's and it looked like she had one too many fishbowls. And then she drove her car home.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Jagmeet Singh was elected as the new leader of the federal NDP over the weekend.
35,000 votes.
Yeah, it wasn't even close.
No. Like
first ballot, he ran away with it.
Yeah, which is so impressive.
I'm so fascinated by Jagmeet Singh because he's like a younger, hotter, more suave Trudeau.
Yes.
Isn't he?
He totally is. It's funny because that's kind of the appeal now. Like Trudeau was appealing to a younger generation and now all the other political parties seem to be following suit. So Prime Minister Fun Socks might be out. Like Prime Minister Lit is going to be in.
Perhaps.
Prime Minister Grindr, one of the younger generations.
I'm low-key the Prime Minister, fam.
Oh my God.
Hey, prepare yourself for that. That we might one day see that day where that sentence doesn't sound so ridiculous.
I'm serious though. The privileged older white male is out and the younger, less privileged, diverse candidate is in, right? Like that is the thing.
And that's what I find so interesting about this. Like they have some substantial differences in policy, Trudeau and Singh.
Mm-hmm.
But a big part of Trudeau's popularity comes from the fact that he's very progressive, right? Especially on issues like diversity and immigration.
Yeah.
Well, Singh is the son of Indian immigrants. I think they came to Canada in 1979. So when you compare him to Trudeau, and Trudeau grew up like a millionaire playboy, son of a prime minister, wear a full white suit, fall down the stairs at a party. He looks incredibly privileged next to Jagmeet Singh, doesn't he?
That was the most challenging part of his life, was learning how to fall down the stairs for a party trick.
So I'm wondering, is Singh going to be able to out Trudeau Justin Trudeau?
I think so. Which is crazy. I think so, though.
Trudeau is always saying diversity is our strength, right? Mm-hmm. Well, this guy is way more diverse than you are.
Yes.
So is he our strength? Is that?
I think it could continue down this path as well, like more oppressed and more oppressed and a little more oppressed as it goes to appeal to more, you know?
Yeah, either way, I'm super, super interested to see how this is going to play out.
Absolutely.
Is this going to end up biting Justin Trudeau in the ass?
It very well might, Beckler.
The other thing was, the Liberals had campaigned on this promise of electoral reform, right, to eliminate first past the post voting system. But now that you have Trudeau and Singh leading these two parties, could that split the vote on the left and give the Conservatives a real chance to get back in? Like,
then really bite him in the ass.
Could breaking that election promise like end up
coming back to hurt him. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
X92.9.
Last week on the show, we were talking about the way that Americans pronounce words differently than Canadians.
Yeah, we have a friend who's a voice actor, and so she had these cheat sheets, essentially these notes that said how to say things to make her sound more American.
Right.
Because they don't want to make her sound Canadian. She's supposed to be local.
So then we found this article. It's an older article. It's from 2014 from the Herald, but it was talking about the Alberta accent.
Yeah.
Now, the Alberta accent is different than how people say things out east.
Yes.
Where Sean is from.
Yeah, yeah. And then this is something in particular that they'd mentioned.
So you get people who say things like steag for stag and bag for bag. And that is quite different from what you hear in eastern Canada, which is more at-like. So they'll say stag and bag.
Yeah, so here we say stag and bag.
So you're from Ontario. I'm mm-hmm. from Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
The prairies. So how would you say it?
I would say stag. I find that we say things with a harder A, though. Like when I'm from Brampton.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first moved out here, I would say Brampton. And everybody Brampton. Would always be like, why are you having that sound in there? The Brampton.
It's a nasal vowel, right?
It is a nasal vowel.
How would you say the word man?
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different than I would.
Yes, for sure. And I've learned to drop that as I've lived in the prairies, and I know that, but yeah.
What's the name of this country?
Canada.
Canada.
Yeah.
Canada.
See, Canada. I try to say it softer now than I used to, but it is very interesting that we within provinces have different ways of saying things as well.
Yeah, for sure. And then this article, they were talking to a linguistics professor, and she said that she thinks the divide in Canada isn't from province to province so much as it is from urban to rural.
Yes.
Which I certainly notice. I always make fun of the Saskatchewan accent, the rural Saskatchewan accent, but I don't feel that I have it.
No, you don't.
And I grew up in Saskatoon.
Right. So you're from a bigger city.
Right.
Whereas this accent comes from the smaller towns in Saskatchewan.
Absolutely. Like my wife is from a small town, and when I go to her town, people talk differently than I do there. And no, I'm curious to know, and this could apply to Calgary as well, because there certainly is a rural Alberta accent as well.
Mm-hmm.
How far outside of the city would you have to go before people start sounding different?
Not very far.
No.
I don't think very far at all. In fact, in Saskatchewan, when I was living in Regina, you go like 10 minutes and you instantly can hear that accent.
I was going to say like 10 or 20 minutes. You could almost see the towns where the accent would change, which is crazy.
Well, it is flat. Yeah. Oh, there they are.
Hey, just talking about the accents. I'm from Toronto as well. And one of the big things I've noticed from Toronto to Calgary is people say hey here instead of saying a. Like if we're asking a question, hey, the weather's bad today, eh? That's out east, but out west you say the weather's bad today, hey?
You're right.
Interesting, because when I lived in Australia, my Australian friends pointed out how often I would say hey.
Yeah, it threw me for a loop when I first got out here.
Yeah, you're totally right, and I've completely forgotten about that because I've lived out here for so long now, but it's definitely a back from like Toronto or Brampton where I was from, everybody would say A, not
really?
A. Yeah.
The other big one that I've noticed out here, I don't know if you guys have noticed it, but a quarter ounce is an eighth.
An eighth?
An eighth.
Are we talking about marijuana?
We might be.
A quarter ounce is an eighth.
Yeah, here, out in Toronto or out east, a half quarter is an eighth. In Alberta, or at least in Calgary, it's an eighth.
Huh. That seems kind of like almost redundant in Toronto. Like, why half of
it? Yeah, you know what? It didn't make any sense to me until I moved out. Like, I never thought anything about it until I moved out here. And I went, you know what? An eighth makes a lot more sense than a half quarter does. But
I don't do drugs. I wouldn't know any of that lingo.
Hey, while we're talking about illegal stuff, you guys are from Ontario. What do you call it when somebody older buys liquor for somebody underage?
I don't know if we have a term for that.
You don't have a term for that?
So no.
I know like in BC, you'll say, could you boot for me? Could you boot liquor for me? In Saskatchewan, it's pull.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't think we got a term for that in Toronto.
No, it's can you buy me liquor?
Yeah.
There's no specific term for minors trying to get booze?
No, no.
So how did you guys even function?
We pretty much just ask a local homeless person if they buy it for us.
It's very true. Yeah.
We offer them an extra $5 to go in and buy us a case.
Yeah.
The BHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
One of my favorite regional dialect little quirks that we obviously couldn't say on the air here comes from Manitoba. And this is actually listed on Wikipedia, I think. People in Manitoba have a tendency to say fuck before they start their sentence.
Amazing.
Fuck, did you see the Jets game last night, Shauna?
How many times do they put fuck in the middle, too? Is it like, fuck, did you see the Jets game? Fuck, eh? Like, fuck
with the Bombers this year. Fuck, I know, bud. I think that, like, man, does that ever make you sound dumb? If you have to start with that, but...
Okay, you know what else... Well, not sound dumb, but what else really sticks out to me every time is I seen.
Yeah, and that's definitely a rural thing.
That's a huge, huge thing in a lot of Saskatchewan. Like, yeah. I see it all over the place when I'm reading things from Saskatchewan and talking to people in Saskatchewan. I seen, that's another one.
Yeah, I had to, my wife is from a small town, and when we first started dating, I had to break her of that. I was like, it's just grated on me.
Yeah.
And she did, she never says it anymore, but it was funny while she was trying to figure out which was the right one to use.
Yes.
She would be like, yeah, I saw you posted that on Facebook. I seen. I saw. I seen.
And she'd have to talk her way through. My boyfriend still does this because he too is from Saskatchewan and he used to say I seen. And now he mostly doesn't. But there's the odd time where, yeah, you see this go in between, like in his head. Like, I've saw.
I have seen.
I seen. I've seen.
Fuck, I seen it, bud.
In 20 minutes or less.
Is something happening at Nintendo?
Yes, I think so. There's some drama going on in Nintendo. It was recently confirmed that Mario is actually originally punching Yoshi in the head in Super Mario World. You know, when he's riding around in the Yoshi? Yeah. And people were like, okay, he's saying go to Yoshi, and then he goes. No, he's punching him in the head, and then Yoshi, his tongue sticks out in surprise.
That's how hard he's getting hit. I feel like my brothers and I tried to pause the game to see if that's what was happening when
everybody
we were
young. Everybody did.
Yeah?
Everyone wanted to really see, and everybody thought it wasn't the case, but...
So when you hear this, remember that sound?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or even this? Yeah, those are cries of pain. Yoshi's being beaten by Mario.
This is just another bombshell that they dropped. First, it was that Mario was no longer working. We chatted about this, where he wasn't a plumber anymore.
Yeah, we don't know what he's doing or why he left the trade, but...
Well, now we know why. Obviously, his employer saw videos of Mario punching Yoshi and was like, we can't have this. You can't work for our company when this is what you're doing.
And then PETA got a hold of it.
Yes.
And the Facebook groups for animal rights... And then it got shared around, and really there was too much pressure on Mario's employer not to fire him.
They came after Mario. They were giving death threats to his employer, and they were all like, you know, maybe it's best that we both part ways here, okay?
We'll give you a good reference, but you have to go. You've been beating up Yoshi all this time.
Yes, it's true. I mean, that was back when it was okay to, like, hit your children, though, right? So it was a different time.
People weren't concerned about hitting a dinosaur. It was a different time.
X92.9.
In France, they have passed a law that's going to require digitally altered photos from the fashion industry to carry a disclaimer that they've been photoshopped.
Interesting. I remember this being talked about, so it's actually happened.
It is actually happening, yeah. So the hope is to discourage things like anorexia and some of the body issues that come along with these unrealistic standards that are set.
The thigh gaps.
Yeah.
The unrealistic thigh gaps. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
To sum it all up.
Yes. Interesting.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And I know it's even in France, they won't let women who are a certain like thinness walk the runway because they're trying to discourage that as well, which I'm wondering whose job that is, because that's got to be a tough job to determine, you know, what's an unhealthy body weight and what is just someone's natural.
Yeah,
shape, right?
Like, I know that there's obviously certain ways to figure that out, you know, like BMI and that type of thing. That being said, there's always exceptions to that. There's women who have that metabolism, but very few of them.
I know, and I've heard this from skinny women, naturally skinny women, who will say that people, like, they're harsh to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, eat something, you're too skinny. It's like, this is just how I am.
And there's naturally skinny, and then there's to the extreme. And for a while,
sure,
the fashion industry was extreme, and I get that. And I'm like, okay, that's good. I'm glad we're not going that way anymore, because that's crazy.
So now you'll see that, like, this photo has been digitally altered, and the fines are huge, like up to 37,000 euros, I think, or 30% of the cost of the ad.
And they obviously have a way of figuring out if it has been altered or not.
For sure. And I mean, you can tell.
Yeah.
I can look at a photo. I can usually look at a photo and say that's not
actually what you look like.
Right, just abs that are just put on the guys as well.
And all the filters and stuff and the lighting that people use on, like, there's all kinds of tricks that people use to make themselves look different than they actually look.
Yeah.
Who else needs a disclaimer like this, though?
Well, I was actually, as you're saying Instagram, I was going to say, well, Instagram should. Like, 17 filters were used. Maybe that should be thrown in there.
I know. You know? People use the hashtag no filter.
Like, there's filters.
Sometimes just
though.
To let you know that there is actually no filter. This was a real photo because everything else you see isn't.
Yeah. Or who else?
I was thinking like fitness models and bodybuilders and stuff, because like that is an unrealistic body standard to set. Right. That is steroids.
Yes.
You're using steroids. That's totally not natural. So
That's very true. Reality shows should maybe say these people don't actually exist. It's not reality, in fact.
This didn't actually happen. Yeah, None of this happened. Real.
This is scripted.
I was even thinking some radio shows that fake certain things on the air.
Mm-hmm.
You and I don't like to do that.
We don't.
There are shows that have no qualms with faking what you're hearing. So
yes.
Should have a little disclaimer.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe just on your truck. Like, I can't actually afford this, or... You know,
like the bank owns this truck.
Yes, I don't.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
And that's the podcast for today.
That's it.
An important question for you, Shauna. How long do we have to wait before we can make fun of Edmonton again?
I'm going to say about a week.
A week? So this time next week, you think we can start throwing...
We have to play it by ear. You really have to decide how much people are still talking about it, right? Like, if everyone's still top of mind about what happened, maybe not, but...
And if it's still really affecting people there, then you don't want to...
Yeah.
Oh, they're one of our favorite targets, and...
I know.
You can't hit them when they're down after what happened this past weekend.
We were very nice to them on the program today, though. Maybe that balances it out.
Do you think so? Yeah, we had some nice things to say about them.
For once.
We support them.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.